Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of Game Cabinet, where we reach in and pull out our favorite games. This week is the conclusion to our rousing two-part RPG Grinch Saves Christmas cyberpunk theme.
Grinch Steals Christmas,
yeah.
I mean, he might save Christmas. Who knows? We could be the ones that are ruining Christmas.
You guys.
The true enemy was capitalism all along.
Ain't it the truth?
Let's go ahead and dive down into our characters. We've got the Gurgi as Goop.
That's me. I'm a monkey with a gun.
We have Hannah as... Are you just going by Hannah on your character?
Hannah's fine. I'm just playing the anime protagonist.
We have Hannah, the anime protagonist. Hannah?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think your name has come up. So you're just like, you're the main character. Like, there's some movies where the main character is never actually called by name.
Just call me Hannah Lou Who.
Okay. Hannah Lou Who. I like it. And then we've got the Chrissy. Chrissy, your name also hasn't come up. No. Are you just going with Chrissy?
Yeah. You know what? We'll go with Chris.
Chris?
Yeah, it's Chris.
I mean, you could just call me H. That's very cyberpunk.
That is. And very Ready Player One also.
With our Chris and H. Last time, you guys had contacted your Johnson at Easy's Diner.
Yes, we did.
You guys started searching the nearby slightly nicer apartments than your guys's, where H found a small segment of green fabric/fur that you guys haven't quite confirmed what it is quite yet. Chris attempted to get into the building and kind of flopped with the concierge flick not being that helpful.
Yeah, but just like look at how his name looks as you spell it. Just think about it for a second. F-L-I-C-K. Never mind.
I flicked it bad. I did it bad. Nope. That was not...
Don't. There's a joke here about Flick and Johnson,
yep,
and we're done. This is a family show.
Is it?
Listen. When I post this, I have to pick a rating for this, and to keep us on Apple Podcasts, we have to keep it non-explicit.
Stupid Apple Podcast.
So, like, rein it in.
No.
I know. I'll edit it. It's fine.
But you guys had gone to Goop's friend, Gary.
The giraffe.
The giraffe, who is currently analyzing said fabric/fur.
Diligently.
You guys talked to Trisha.
Yep.
The old lady down the way.
Teresa.
How dare you.
Not Trisha. I'm sorry. It's been a week.
I'll allow it.
All right.
Either way, you talked to Teresa, the old lady up the way, and you guys got a spark of creativity came across you guys that you guys wanted to set a trap for said Grinchling. But that leaves you guys halfway between Gary's house and Teresa's house as you guys dive back in on your way back to Gary's.
Gary is so weird.
Gary's really weird.
Guys, just give him a chance. He's helping us.
You know what? He's nice. I'll give him that.
Oh, thank you.
He's very earnest,
if nothing else. Mm-hmm.
You guys roll back to Gary's
you
place.
You almost called him earnest, didn't you?
You guys roll it back to Gary's place. He left the bottom smaller door for normal people to walk through.
Oh, cool.
He left that unlocked for you guys, so you guys kind of just open it up and come wandering in. You guys find Gary staring at the sample.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, you're blinking, right, Gary?
He turns. Ah! No, I forgot to do that again.
All right, just looking out for Goop. You, bud. You're welcome.
This is why I like you, Goop. You can see him sit there as his eyes are now watering for the first time. He's blinked in almost 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. Gary.
And he's like, the sample should be done here in just a minute or two. Grab sodas or whatever, guys.
I'll grab a soda.
Yep. I mean, we got Christmas cookies from the nice old lady.
I offer Gary one of the Christmas cookies.
He reaches, yes, please. And he kind of just reaches behind him, not taking eye contact off of the sample. And he starts nibbling one. So by the curse, by the preemptive readings, this is real hair.
That's a long hair.
And he's like, you had a tough of it. And you guys just kind of stretched it out.
Yeah.
But it's real hair.
Has it dyed anything?
No. And then finally he pulls, like, you hear a small beep, and that's when he finally, like, ding! Turns to you. And he's like, no, that's the weird thing. And he's like, kind of finishes pulling out his, like, little tablet, and he pulls it from his main computer onto his tablet and just kind of turns to actually talk to you guys. And he's like, no, this is, it says it's an ape-like hair, but it's naturally green. There's no dyes, there's no nothing. Its composition is made to be green.
Huh.
Ape-like.
Is there a hall of records on what real information might be available about the Grinch?
Yeah, you can go down to City Hall and look at,
cool,
maybe look at
their style stuff.
Maybe when we're going out to get our dummy gifts, we can poke at that. Like, well, while two of us are going to look at dummy gifts, we could, one of us could go take a shot at looking up, see if there's anything about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who wants to read through City Hall records?
I can do that, I guess.
Okay.
We're going to go buy Jingle Bells boxes and wrapping paper.
Drop you guys off at the store and I'll head over.
Okay.
Cool.
Perfect. Dope.
All right. You guys pile into Charlie the Wizard van.
Meet back in an hour or something?
Sure. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Meet back at Charlie in an hour.
Yep.
You guys get dropped off at Spacey's.
Cool. Spacey's. I like it.
Where you guys can pick up Jingle Bells, some boxes, some just plain boxes, and you kind of give them the lowdown on what you're looking for, and they're like, yeah, they look at you weird, but they can accommodate you.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, speed off down to City Hall, and you come in, and there's receptionist sitting behind the desk, and how can we help?
I'm going to put on my best charming face. I'm going to go, hi, how are you?
What can we do for you?
Oh, okay. It's not that kind of place. I'm looking for information on, and any more context or anything on the Grinch.
Oh, the Grinch. It's a popular one this year.
Yeah, well.
Are you looking for, what in particular are you looking for? Are you looking for our fables and stories since then? Are you looking for the best accurate, like, are you looking for
I'm looking for, like, realistic information that people have given out about him. Like, maybe, like, sightings and or reports, like, from people.
And she's like, okay. Rolls into the back, comes out with this giant file box, cool, and sets it down. This is all the reports from the year that the Grinch stole all the presents.
Okay.
It's got the report on him returning all of the presents. This is the essentially more or less case file on the Grinch.
Great.
And how everything went down. What are you looking for in particular? Like, go ahead and give me a roll. And what are you looking for while you dig through this box?
Like descriptions, any leftover hair, like thing. Anything that makes it seem like it's a real living person rather than like somebody in a costume.
Okay.
That's a 17.
Oh. While you're digging through the box, you find a couple photos of the Grinch with like the mayor and stuff like that after he had returned all the gifts. And it's a real man. It's not a man in a costume. He has some ape-like characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that he has real green hair.
Okay.
But it's him and like the mayor and a few other pictures. At the very bottom of the box, as you're kind of flick through and you're like, okay, this is a real person. This was a real person. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, you're kind of flicking through. You catch a small photo of a very nice looking woman who is very kind of giving the googly eyes to the Grinch. And as you're kind of setting that back in, being like, oh, okay, so maybe, like, you know, maybe there's some weird thing here. And as you're kind of setting it in, you notice in the bottom of the box is a small, tiny little tuffet of that same green hair you guys had had.
Can I pocket it?
Roll me a pocket check.
Okay. Ooh, four.
Oh.
You go to trying to pocket it, and they're like, anything that's in the box should stay in the box, please.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, cool. I'll put it back in the box.
And she rolls over and takes it, puts the lid back on, and hope you found everything you were looking for, and kind of starts wandering back into the back room.
Okay. When I felt the hair, did it feel similar to the other tuft?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I will head back to Charlie then.
All right.
Gotten the information I want.
You were...
Well, actually, So sorry. Was there anything in the box that had, like, information? Did he die? Is he still alive? And is there accessibility to him? Like, of course, I wasn't looking for that. So.
It was quite some time ago, but you would... It was a big event when he passed away.
Okay, cool.
So you would know that he has passed away.
But like, there's no record in there of, like, a child. No. Nope. But I know what the lady looks like. Okay, cool. This is his kid, I think. I'll head back to the car, though, and wait for my companions to return.
You all right? You hop in, Charlie. Roll your way back to Spacey's to pick up your fellow hooligans. You guys have been hanging out in Spacey's. It's, you know, giant clothing retail style store. They finished boxing up all of your stuff. You guys in overall have about 24 boxes of various sizes. Inside of them are all jingle bells. So as you guys like walk out, you are just
we
a massive
sound festive
jingle.
As
oh, so festive, just jingle, jingle, jingle the whole way. You guys come rolling out, and you can spot Charlie down the way. You guys come rolling up, open up the side hatch, and shove in all of your false boxes. It's loud in here now. You guys close up the car, and normally what's really quiet, you close it up, and you can just hear the ching, 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 ching.
Mm-hmm. Did you get enough? Maybe.
You know, we could have gone for a few more, but they ran out of jingle bells.
Oh, no. Okay. I have some interesting information.
Ooh.
So I was given a box full of all the evidence and everything left over from the case when the Grinch was originally alive. There was a tuft of hair. Looked Ooh. Exactly the same. Felt the same. Couldn't bring it, though. I got caught.
I wonder if that means that, like, our culprit was also looking at the box?
Maybe. There wasn't a lot of hair in the box.
Just a little tuft of it.
Just a little tuft. And it was like in the corner of the box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like somebody had been going through the box. Maybe. And like some fell off of them.
Yeah. Okay. There was also a woman in the pictures with the Grinch that looked a little bit more than friendly. So I'm wondering, because the Grinch is, you know, of course, passed away.
Yeah.
Did they have any children?
Oh, man. I never heard any stories about that. That seems really not PG.
Either way, I mean, if I can find out any information on her, maybe I can yeah. link back down to if she had any children.
It's fair.
But it is, I mean, since we figured out this is hair, this is a person, it has to be either, like, the same general makeup that the Grinch is, or it's, like, a descendant of him.
Yeah.
Are there any Grinch gangs?
Yes.
Are they gangs of Grinch creatures or gangs that dress up as the Grinch?
Gangs that dress up as the Grinch.
Okay.
And then there is the Cindy Lou Who gangs as well.
Of course there is. I'd like you all to congratulate me for not making my character's name Cindy Lou Who, because I was tempted.
It would have been gangs about you.
Yeah. Maybe you would have been one of their members.
So I feel like we've got a plan. We should stick to it and then yeah. see how it sure. goes.
So we're gonna go put up our Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Put up our presents and booby trap the shit out of our apartment.
Yeah.
All right.
Are yep. we not sleeping tonight? Are we going to stay up?
We're going to sleep.
Right. Okay.
So maybe you guys are going to take a booby trap the house, take a quick nap, and then...
Like actual nap.
Take a quick nap so you guys can stay up through the night. Or do you guys want to get some junk?
Some no-dos?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Some rip fuel?
I will.
You're going to get some rip fuel?
Is it something that I could have just gotten at Spacey's?
Not at Spacey's, no. But at the... You know a guy on the way home.
Okay.
Like...
Hey, Chris, can we make a quick stop?
I'll drop you off.
Okay. Well, I mean... Okay.
Just quickly. You can go in and get your own thing. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you pull up to his little stop, and it's just a dude on the corner, and he hands out a little cred chip. The guy just hands him, a little package real quick. It's like a drive-through.
Cool. Okay, great. We're out. All
right. You guys are pretty much on the way out. You've got a small pill bottle, probably about 10 doses of no-dose.
Okay. Monkey with a gun has no scruples.
That's yeah. right.
And we're saying quote-unquote no-dose, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. The last time that my character in a cyberpunk game partook in no-dose, I killed someone. That someone being Drew.
No, this is like... So it's kind of a mixture between caffeine pills and rip fuel.
Okay.
Rip Fuel is like a supplement that's really heavily used in like the military, actually.
Okay, question for the DM. If we take this, is it going to affect our roles?
Not for a while. It's one of those things of like, if you stay up a few days on these things, going to be like staying up way too much on caffeine.
Then I'll take
essentially.
Some. Yeah, when we get home. When we get home.
And we set up everything. Yeah.
You guys give me some rolls for booby traps. Let's see how well you booby traps.
I specifically want to do something with the window to where if like he hits it on his way in, it immediately shuts.
But we should probably do the window facing the fire escape because I don't think he's going to come up on the window that we jumped out
of. No, for sure. That makes sense too. I was just meaning like if any of the windows get touched, they'll shut and lock.
All right.
Well, I guess that could mean he could touch it and it'll shut and lock while he's outside.
I think I
want to lock him out.
I think we should do it in such a way where if the window is opened and then like if it's it won't stay opened. Mm-hmm. So like if he opens it, it'll fall shut and then like latch itself.
Sure. Yeah.
I only got a 7, so I'm not being very helpful. Did you get a 1?
A 1.
Oh no.
She rolled a 1.
What'd you get over there, Goop?
10?
What?
Oh.
We are not good at booby traps.
You guys are confident in your booby traps. You booby trapped the fuck out of this place.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. I'm so excited.
Chris, you wanting to fuddle with the windows, kind of get into your the electronics of the windows and get it set for... Essentially, you have it set a screen. So all of the buildings in most... or all the windows in most of these buildings, essentially have an invisible screen. It's for like when you have children, like if they sense a small hand reach through the window, it'll slowly close to help like keep your children inside so that you don't have kids falling out of buildings. You kind of get into that and get it to where if anything comes in, it'll slowly shut afterwards.
Okay.
What are you working on over there, H?
I was going to do something regarding the tree to make it like maybe try hooking something up to one of the bottom of the presents so when like it got grabbed the tree would also fall over.
All right, you do this.
I attempt this. I mean, I got a 7, it's not the worst.
Goop, what is your booby trap?
With a 10, the highest
that we've gotten.
So, I want to set something up for the door, for like our front door that we are going to be leaving unlocked, I'm guessing,
for the
sake of so that if somebody opens the door and then it closes again, it makes a noise. Like whether it's just something rigged at the top where like once the door opens, it pulls a string and then when it closes again, it'll like drop something kind of a thing just so that some alert is made after the door is closed again.
You set up a little pulley system that when it opens up, it draws up one of your guys' present boxes essentially. And then as the door closes, it sets down with a bit of a jingle.
Okay. I like it.
We did so good, guys.
Hey, it feels great.
I think
we're going to get this guy. Should we be stationed in separate rooms?
I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Sure. Is there like a chair by the front door or anything?
Yeah.
I'll sleep on that chair.
All right.
I'll go sleep in my bedroom.
That's fair. Leave your door cracked.
Yeah. Leave the door cracked and window unlocked.
I will make it to where like there's like empty bottles of alcohol next to me so it looks like I'm passed out drunk. Through the front door.
Okay.
I'll take some of those too. We had a Christmas bender.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are all set. You guys, air quotes, go to sleep.
We take our caffeine pills.
Yeah. You guys start to, you guys kind of just hang in there. It's quiet. The haru of outside has kind of come down. It's finally late enough in the evening. They've toned it down. It's still going outside.
It's like the Enya version. Yeah. Of it. Like it's just
still
like,
in the background there is like the dunce it like going the whole time.
I love it.
This is the worst city ever.
Yeah, no kidding.
But a few hours pass. Nothing really happening. A few more hours pass. Roll me perception checks.
With our eyes closed. Ooh, hey, that's a 17. Good job, me.
It was almost an 18 and then it rolled to the 5.
I'm at a 4.
You're at a 4?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not rolling good, guys.
This is hinging on me.
After probably about 3-4 hours pass, H, you hear a slight rustling and you can hear a slight jingling for a moment. And then it kind of stops.
I'm going to, like, open one eye, like peek one eye.
You open your eye.
With my 17.
And you can see the shadow of something. But you can't see it directly. It's still outside on the fire escape.
Oh, it's on the fire escape? Okay. cool. I'm not gonna move. Like, I'm gonna kind of like my eyes kind of closed, but I'm like
still kind
of
watching.
Yeah. I want to see if it tries to come in through our window with all of our Christmas lights.
You, while you're sitting there, you can see it reaching in, and the next thing you see it reach in and kind of reach out and see it feels one of the presents, and then you can see this hose come slithering around its arm, and you can hear this slight hum from what,
like,
you can assume
vacuum?
What you can assume is probably the base floor. You can hear a small little hum, and the presents start slowly scooching.
Can I? Oh God, I'm gonna fail this roll, guys. Can I attempt to jump up and grab the arm?
Yeah, you may certainly try.
It better be good. It better be good.
Oh, it's great. It's the best roll that I could have possibly made. It is a one.
Oh, no.
You hop up, ready to seize the moment. You reach out for their arm, but your hand is a little too far forward and actually gets sucked into their vacuum.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm in the vacuum. I've got my arms in the vacuum now.
And with that, you can just see the kind of shadowy outline of whoever it is. Turns around and just hops off the fire escape, just plunges down to the bottom. And you can hear you can hear the humming start turning off.
I'm gonna whistle to wake everybody up, and I am seizing this moment with my arm stuck in this vacuum to jump out onto the fire escape. I'm gonna try and stick with this hose.
You're gonna stick with the hose as you breach out onto the fire escape. You guys hear this whistle and pop up. What are you guys gonna?
I'm running out the front door.
You're running out the front.
Downstairs.
Okay.
I'm throwing open my window and yeeting out the window.
Monkey slide in again.
Yep.
All right. You hop out. Having already done this once today, you've got a pretty good idea on how to exit your building. Mm-hmm, doing this now. You hop out and start sliding down as H comes popping out onto the fire escape. H, you can see whatever this creature or whatever this person is pulls the hose off.
Fuck.
And picks up the vacuum and just starts running with it.
I'm gonna
you can hear the jingling of the presents the whole way.
I want to get on my phone while I'm going down the fire escape and call Johnson and just let him know that I'm that we're pretty sure we got the guy, but we're chasing him.
All right.
As I'm sliding down the side with my other hand, I'm gonna try and shoot the guy.
Yeah! Roll me a shot here.
14.
Yes!
You pull out, you're sliding down out of your shoulder holster, you pull out, what are you aiming for? You're just trying to put this dude down?
Center mass of the dude.
Center mass?
Okay.
You take out your gun and you shoot him center mass, and you can see him hit and stumble for a second. As he does, you can see the outline of him quite well because he kind of splays out for a second. You can see very similarly built to yourself, except for he's got more of a gorilla-like build to it.
Okay.
Where it's got those big, bulky forearms and stuff. And at that point, it sets down the vacuum and goes to an all-four run starts truly just hopping out. You can see, you hear the crack and you see it get shot and you see this outline as well. It's about this time you come running out of the front door and you can see it as it goes down to all fours and starts truly making a getaway run.
I'm saying that despite my combat boots are made for running.
Yeah.
that's where we're going with that. I'm actively giving pursuit.
I'm also going to full sprint towards all right. him.
Everybody give me acrobatics or give me a roll for some acrobatics. Goop, you get advantage because you are a monkey.
That is a nat in 20.
Hell yeah. Ooh, 17.
12?
We started out rough, guys, but we're going.
We're doing okay.
As you guys are chasing after him, he gets to a building and jumps and lands on part of it and starts climbing up the building with quite a bit of speed. H, you run up and it's enough of an alleyway that you run up one wall, jump, and start doing
parkour.
The stereotypical parkour jump up and following.
I'm an anime protagonist, guys. This
Chris,
is on point.
You see a pipe and start just shimmying right up it and start climbing up and having no problems. Goop, you have a bit of a hard time for a minute, but then you realize it's a brick building and you just start jamming your fingers in between the bricks and start getting that climb as well. Roll me perception checks.
Oh, God.
Ooh, a 17.
Ten.
4.
Ten.
Oh, shit.
You see what side of the building he drops off of and kind of spearhead the chase that way. go ahead and give me one more acrobatics for as you guys come off of the building as it jumps in between a couple alleyways.
I didn't do so great that time. That's only a 2.
I got a 15.
You got a 15.
It's not a 1.
2.
I got a 4.
A 4.
Oh, no.
Wait, it was acrobatics.
I'll give you advantage. You're coming off a building.
16.
Oh, look at that.
16.
I did not do good coming off the building.
No, but as you guys come off the building, you guys see H is overshot and is looking to splat into the wall a little bit. And you both do pretty much what you did this morning. You both grab onto the duster and pull her back
much acrobatics in me. Like, I can't jump. I overestimate every jump I have to make.
But you guys land and have lost sight.
Oh,
of the entity.
Are there footprints in the snow? You said it was fresh snow.
Roll me some tracking. See if you guys can track it.
Ooh, 14.
12.
11.
You guys follow the tracks for a little bit, but eventually the tracks lead out into one of the main roads that is plowed and just kind of disappear. You're having a hard time finding it. But
blood
the vacuum.
Blood trail?
The vacuum's back there, yeah?
Yeah, you guys have the vacuum that's still back there.
Mm-hmm.
You guys also do have a bit of a blood trail, but you can see by the time you guys make it to the main road, you can see that the bleeding
probably clotting a little
it's
bit.
It's starting to clot and close up, so it's you could probably find a small path, but it eventually
all we needed to do was get some leads and some info and find some of the gifts. I mean, capturing him would have been ideal. But, we have the vacuum.
We also know what he looks like.
We also know what he looks like. Well, we have a good idea of what he looks like.
Yeah. I mean, what is this guy doing with all this?
Is anybody going to investigate the blood?
I will investigate the blood.
As you come up, it's got a kind of purpley tinge to it.
Ooh.
Like, it's still quite red, but it's got a kind slight purpley tinge to it.
I want to, pull out some fast food napkins. Clean ones.
Yeah.
And, like...
dab it up a little bit.
Yeah, like I want to take some blood to maybe give to Gary the giraffe.
Yeah, I'm going to start running back to get the vacuum.
Yeah.
All right, you run back to the vacuum. It's missing.
Gone. God damn it!
There's multiple people. There has to be.
Or he's that fast and made it back around.
He like jumped
and, like, gave us...
Damn.
Damn, damn, damn.
Well, we know what he's using, so we can give that information.
Mm-hmm. We have the blood.
Mm-hmm.
We have the fur. We have some of the fur left.
Yes.
And we have your City Hall records.
Yeah.
And we can tell them that there's a tuft of fur in the box at City Hall, mm-hmm, or at least there mm-hmm. was.
And they could take it for evidence.
Or at least there was a tuft of fur in the box at City Hall that City Hall would not let us take.
Yep.
Colin Johnson.
Colin Johnson.
Give all this info over to Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that is more than we have gotten so far. If you guys aren't hunting big bonuses, you guys... we'll be getting 5,000 credits sent to your bank accounts.
I mean, I'm
here in a bit.
I'm good with getting the 5,000 creds. I kind of feel like I'm a little insulted on a personal level
Absolutely.
Right now. But like, can we take the 5,000 and then like keep working the case?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
You hang up the phone. Goop, your phone goes off. It's Gary.
I pick up the phone and I greet Gary.
Hi, Goop.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Good. I found some stuff out. I got through reading the full descriptor here.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed something weird. There is red dust that comes from the Grinch's old house in the mountains.
He's holed up in the cave. We can go find him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that helps, but it's really unique and really specific, so I figured it might be helpful.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary. We have a blood sample. Would you be able to analyze that for us?
Yeah, if you want to send a carrier over with it, I can start analyzing it for you.
Cool. Like Uber Eats, but for blood samples?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Well, like,
I'll just
in major cities, they have just carrier services where
we'll
you can
just
hire
take
a
it.
Dude to just, like, bicycle
yeah,
something down
a
few blocks
right. Okay. With the blood sample. Let's take it ourselves. We'll just drive by real quick.
Yeah, okay.
All right, give me a driving check as you guys kind of speed your way over to Gary's and then over to the cave.
Okay. 13.
Ooh, nice. 13. You are speeding your way through, and you see a... NWCPD car, but you manage to like slow down just in time, and then right as you get out, you guys get the blood sample to Gary. You guys get over to the mountain and start your trek up it. You see, starting at the base of the hill, you guys see about 8 tracks. 4 of them, I should say, look very familiar in the tracks you had been tracking. but the other ones are very dainty in comparison.
Oh,
no. Is it a brother and sister, maybe?
It could be a whole family.
It could be just, yeah.
Give me a knowledge nature. Give me a check.
19.
That's an 8.
On.
George has knowledge about monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
These are dog footprints, actually. Tiny little dainty dog footprints.
Max! Sorry.
It seems to be about the size of a collie lab.
Okay.
I'm going to be the responsible person for once in my entire cyberpunk career, and I'm going to, like, text Johnson the location.
Okay.
And I'm just going to be like, we're going to go check this out. We're pretty sure that this is his hideout, which I'm honestly shocked that nobody ever thought to check Grinch's old hideout in the mountains, but that's where we are. If we die, avenge us, Johnson.
You get back just a thumbs up emoji.
I like wrote him a small novel.
just a thumbs up
emoji. I'm a little jittery on the caffeine.
Yeah, the caffeine.
Took like way too many of those pills.
With that, are you guys going to ascend the mountain then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ascend the mountain and you come to a overhang that has a little sign out front that says, here is the home of the old Grinch. And as you guys kind of come up, you notice that the tracks go around to a side entrance that isn't, that is, looks like it was snowed in until just recently.
Ooh, okay.
And it looks like it's been cleared out. And as you guys kind of enter in, you see a Christmas wonderland.
I pull out
lights, trees, presents everywhere.
Cool.
I immediately ready my gun.
Ready your gun?
I've got my Naginata. I'm like, just in case.
This
guy was the size of a gorilla. I don't want to fight him. That sounds awful.
At this point, I'm like video game style. Like, no matter where I'm looking, the gun is also pointing in that, like my avatar.
Nice.
I like it. Do you have a weapon?
Here's what I'm thinking. Okay. I imagine I have this little thing in my coat that I take out. That's this little drone that I control that can walk, like fly around me. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Does it like electrocute people?
I feel like it can hack into things, and maybe it can do
like
some
small electric.
Give
hacks.
Little a little knives. Zap.
Yeah.
Little knives.
Little knives.
Little tiny knives.
Yeah. He's like little knives, and he can like electrocute people. Sure.
Oh, he's just a little Roomba with a knife taped onto him.
His name is Jerry.
I love Jerry.
You pull out Jerry the drone and start circling your head.
Yeah, I imagine my headphones have like these little things that come out and over my eyes that allow me to control him.
I love this so much. I'm so invested in this.
You guys sneaking your way in? You guys just barreling forward?
I feel like stealth to an extent as much as we are able to be stealthy.
Okay.
Jerry could definitely do some
recon.
Yeah,
he's going to kind of go ahead of us a bit and like just keep an eye out.
Go ahead and give me them sneaky snake rolls.
I do not want to. Oh, hey, that's a 16. That is much stealthier than I... Oh, is it your turn to roll a 1?
He rolled a 1.
I rolled a 9. Do you need me to roll for Jerry?
Yeah, go ahead and roll me one for Jerry.
Jerry got a 12.
God damn. How am I so... I am an anime protagonist. It's fine. I'm wearing a trench coat. I blend in.
Yeah.
You guys start sneaking forward, but after maybe 2-3 minutes sneaking around, looking around, you kind of see the beginnings of a like living room. Like, you can see a couch. Everything is still covered in presents.
Did you accidentally discharge your gun? Is that what you're doing?
No, he walks into one of your guys' booby trap presents. As you're walking, you just don't see it, and it's one of those super tiny ones you guys had gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And you step right onto it, and the jingle bell just starts going off as you crunch across the box, and it kind of slips out from under your foot. You guys start hearing this deep, like, growling noise from within.
Does it keep going?
Oh, yeah, it rolls behind. It starts, the package starts rolling.
And then it stops for a second and rolls down some stairs.
Okay, I'm, like, training my gun on it the whole time trying to get a clean shot, but I don't think I probably just missed my opportunity.
And it kind of finally comes to a rest. And you guys can hear a deep growling kind of happen.
Huh, I hate that.
Is it coming just like in general, like around us, or is it from a specific space?
It's coming kind of from in front of you guys, and what you can see is kind of a kitchen lit over, by the way.
I run over to an opposite side of the room as the other two so that I can try and like take its attention.
All right. You run across the room, and as you're running across the room, you can see this medium black dog that has a pair of really tiny antlers on its head.
It is Max.
It is Max.
And you can see that it's kind of guarding some of the, guarding at a, like, extra bedroom door. But it kind of sees you, and it kind of starts to pick up and, like, sitting there growling at you. And you guys can hear, Maxie, shut up.
I'll just, like, lean down and go, Maxie, come here, baby. I'll, like try like, to, like, really coerce quietly, it into, like, come here, I'll come pet you.
Give me a check.
Okay. 14.
14. You get this really, it's like when Nami is really interested in somebody, mm-hmm. but doesn't want to commit to the bit.
Yeah.
And so you get this weird, like, back and forth of this dog, like, comes to you and starts wiggling and then gets a little too close and backs up.
Yeah.
Keeps doing this kind of back and forth, but it kind of starts simmering down at least a little bit. At that point, the door that it was standing in front of throws open, and you can see a more or less middle-aged man that is a human-gorilla hybrid covered in green fur standing there, and he kind of looks at all of you.
Merry Christmas!
Shuts the door. Opens it. Maxie, let's go. Shuts the door as soon as Maxie
like,
slips
are
through.
These like just regular doors, or is this like one of those sliding doors in Cyberpunk where like you have to unlock it?
No, it's a normal door.
Okay, I'm gonna like be like, but we're here to sing Christmas carols for you.
I don't want any.
So a really nice place you got here.
I'm good. Can you guys just go away?
Absolutely not.
God damn it.
hey buddy. Question. Why? Follow-up question. I don't have a follow-up question.
I do. How's your wound?
Yeah, how you feeling, bud?
Oh, are you guys the assholes who shot me?
Absolutely. That was the monkey.
Oh, you guys have a monkey?
Yeah. I wave my gun at him like it's like I'm waving
are
my hand.
Are we still yelling at him through
gun.
The door?
Through the door, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we have a monkey.
Can I just try the door?
Yeah, you try the door. It's unlocked.
Yeah, okay. I'll just walk in and be like, dude.
You open up and he's just sitting on his bed. Like it's just like a box spring to mattress, like mattress box spring floor. And he's just kind of sitting
like,
there.
Lean in through the doorway and be like, I want to just reiterate why.
And he kind of looks at you guys and, well, you guys know the last couple years have been really hard for New Who City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people stealing everybody's gifts doesn't make it better.
It made everyone mad when the Grinch stole everybody's presents. But they were elated when they were returned.
Are you going to give the presents back?
Of course I'm going to give the presents back. I'm not a monster.
Okay. But like... okay. Fair. You can't just... Security has come a long way.
They were willing to kill you. They probably would have taken your dead body.
I slowly stop pointing my gun at him.
I'm gonna like as we're talking, I'm going to call Johnson again and be like, don't send anybody out here, please. Just...
Is it cloudy where you're at?
No, the sun's, I mean, the moon's real nice.
All right, cool. You kids have a fun time.
Okay. I'm just gonna, like, just in the doorway where this guy is sitting.
And you just, it's been real rough. Everything's been going really shitty. I felt that the feeling of the loss and then the return of everything would... I don't know, put everybody in the right spirit. Can you hear how loud they're blasting the crap this year?
It's awful.
Yeah.
Right? It's terrible.
They're just going too ham. It's been so mucky that they are just trying to force feed at this point. I was trying to
That's
bring...
a really weird way to bring joy to people, to steal their things.
And make
well,
them
it's
really
a family
sad.
Trait. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sure you could grow out of it.
You'd think so, but really, there's this weird
Is
compulsion
it a weird
for
knack?
It. Yeah.
Okay. You're it's pretty good
weird...
at it.
He's like, it's a weird compulsion. He's like, I fought it for years, but with how terrible everything's gotten, it became that much harder to fight the knack to do it. And suddenly I broke. This is Maxie. She's a good girl. And at this point, you can see that Maxie's like huddled on behind him, just super nervous, like, just, what's going on? There's like a few more days left, guys. I just think just a couple more days.
Why don't
I'm bringing
you
him into town
no,
here in a couple days.
No, why don't you return the items now?
But,
and get help with that obvious gun wound you have in your abdomen.
Oh, this? And he kind of pokes at it. This is fine. This is fine.
No.
It just makes a squelching noise. He kind of winces a little bit, but he's like, it's fine, squelch it.
Listen, I know a doctor who can patch you up for pretty cheap, and I'm pretty sure you stole his kid's presents too, so like, maybe just return the gifts.
Look, how about we make a deal, okay? You return the gifts now, and we will cover for you a little bit, but you can't do this again.
I'm gonna have to move, aren't I?
You're gonna probably have to move. We definitely told Johnson where we were going. And I like Johnson, but I'm pretty sure Johnson will also definitely tell people where you are.
All right.
Like 100%. Like 100%
for you a little bit if you return the gifts now and promise to never do this again.
All right. If I leave them with you guys, you guys get them back to town?
Yeah, we will take all of the gifts back.
All right.
But if you do this again, I'm gonna throw you off the top of Mount Crumpet.
Can you help us take the gifts to our car at least?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. It's kind of a trek up here. It's kind of hard to get here.
It's kind of a long walk.
With that, he sullenly resolves that the jig is up, and he comes rolling out with you guys, and you see he kind of pulls back this little shrub, and behind it's a little sleigh that he starts loading the presents into, and he hooks Maxie up, and down the hill, Maxie. And just kind of helps pack.
Maxie.
Kind of helps. He pulls as well, okay. But like it's the two of them pulling it down, and he kind of leaves the sleigh with you guys, and have a good one. I hope that everybody's happy when they get it back.
We're gonna tell them that in the spirit, the Grinch helped us save Christmas. Okay, like we'll just, but just don't do it again, man. Nobody likes it. It's not fun.
It's cute the one time.
It's cute the one time, but
it's been a long time. Most of the people who dealt with
too
it the first
soon.
Time,
it's too soon.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to like write the number down of my like doctor friend and just be like, get help. He can recommend you a good therapist. I don't know, man. Just don't.
All right, fine. I guess I better go apartment hunting.
There's a vacancy in our building. We're not friends, though. Like, don't do that.
you guys load up, Charlie, and drive to NWCPD's main office, where you return all of the gifts.
Right, and I'm just gonna be like, listen, if anybody asks, just say the Grinch saved Christmas. Like, that's all, just whatever.
And they kind of look at you funny, and they're like, the Grinch is dead.
Yeah, we know. Just roll with it.
All right.
In the spirit of holiday, just give people some hope. I don't know.
All right.
We found the presents. The presents are back.
All right. Is that what your motley crew goes by? Is the Grinch then?
No, because we didn't steal these.
No, absolutely.
How about the anti-Grinch?
The nega Grinch.
The nega Grinch saved Christmas.
Just it wasn't us, okay? Yeah. If somebody asks who brought all the presents back, just say the Grinch. It doesn't have to be us.
All right. They look at you and they're like, all right, well, you guys get all the bonuses. Like, damn.
Dope.
And they're like, all right, with that, your guys' next 2 months of rent is paid.
Cool.
The city's been paid off for that. And here is a 10,000 credit bonus for you guys.
On top. Hey. Per person?
Yep.
Heck yeah.
15. We could actually buy some like security stuff for our apartment.
We could definitely install our own.
No, I think we could definitely install it ourselves, but maybe we should buy like actual.
Oh, like actual.
Yeah.
Sure. Is it bad that I just want to buy like 100 boxes of Gushers?
No. That's not bad at all.
You can't do that again. You got sick last time.
All you right. got so sick. You threw up on all of the carpet. Okay. We had to
get it cleaned.
We have enough money for that now.
All right. Jesus.
I'll give some of the boxes of Gushers to kids.
About a month later, you guys are coming out of your doorway for a new mission. You see a familiar gentleman coming down the stairs in his bright green fur.
Can I... Just to be nice, can I just, like, give him, like, 3K in the credits?
Yeah, he takes...
I'm just gonna be like, Merry Christmas.
He like, looks at it and, thanks. You guys on your way to meet the Johnson, too?
Oh, no.
Not this guy.
And that's where we'll end it.
We saved Christmas!
We saved Christmas!
We saved Christmas!
We didn't have to kill anybody
no,
to do it.
No, I know!
With that, that's where we're going to wrap up
for the year.
Yeah, we're going to wrap up for the year. We'll catch you guys at some point in the next year.
In January, yeah.
I think Hannah and I are going to have some talks about direction and things like that and talk about some extra goodies for next year. But we hope to see you all for, what is this, season four? Season three. Season three is what we're coming up to? Season
three is coming up, yeah. Ooh,
good God. We're coming up on season three already. So yeah, we hope to see you guys on season three, episode one.
And this was really fun, guys.
Happy holidays, you know.
Yeah, whatever you celebrate. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll catch you guys next time.
You've been listening to The Game Cabinet at the AU Radio Podcast Network. If you're interested in any of the titles from today's episode, you can check out the link tree in the description to visit Adventures Underground at their online store to browse the selections or inquire about special orders. If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. Or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/ADV Underground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows, and soon, many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.